Benjamin can have love for the trucky. Beautiful minds, but we love getting ugly. Risk takers with a clover, man, we love getting lucky. You run, we chase fire, I love when it ducks me. Tones go off, house watch, read the address out. 1075, get up off the magic couch. 500 gallons prepared for the baddest drought. Who else you want on the way when disaster's out? Can't even get a little bit rattled when you enter with exit apparel. Mayday member down, they'll drag you. You won't get this from every Tom, Dick, and Harold, but here's a view from the top floor with Mickey Farrell.
People get a truck, right? They buy this apparatus, this big million-dollar fire truck, and they ask me to come in sometimes and talk about, we want to instill some truck culture to our department. And I have to explain to them a lot of times, you cannot teach culture. Culture is passed on from the senior members, from generations. Culture to me, I feel a lot of you probably have a good culture core from where you're from. I feel you truly, truly love the game. There's professional athletes that love the game, but they don't love the game. The ones that love the game, they love game day. Game day comes, boom, we're going to win. They're focused, they're zoned in. But the ones that truly love the game, love everything leading up to game day. The hard work, the training, the Saturday spent at days like this. That's culture. Can't teach that. That's developed over time. I explained to them, it doesn't matter what vehicle you take to a fire. It could be a Mac aerioscope. It could be a Pierce tower ladder. It could be a Ferrari rear mount. Doesn't matter what you do. It could be a tanker, could be an engine, could be a brush truck. When you get there, you have to have the truck mindset. Very different than truck culture. Mindset's understanding the X's and O's of the fire ground. Firefighting IQ. So, engine truck class, and some of you are probably thinking, well, I'll sit through this truck guy's class, but we don't have a truck. We don't even do truck search. We don't do this. We don't do that. Understanding, I'm talking X's and O's. I'm not talking pulling ceilings and forcing doors. I'm talking about understanding where you fit in. So now we talk about staffing. Well, what's this New York guy going to talk about staffing and truck? We can have one guy, maybe two guys in a truck. And I understand that's a great argument. But if you ever played basketball in your life, it's 5-on-5. But I'm pretty certain that at one point in your life, you played 2-on-2, 3-on-3. Your staffing was limited, but you understood the game, the X's and O's, the IQ of firefighting. That's what I'm here to talk to you about. The IQ of firefighting. The positioning. How we have to gain position in everything we do. And if we don't have the players to gain that position, how to pivot in the moment to fill the gap. So important. That's fireground intellect. Simply put, position plus purpose equals intention. And intention is the degree to which you look at the objective. Again, knowing where you fit in at a fire. Who has the truck company here? Anyone who has a legit truck company they use? I know some Denver guys here, Albuquerque, yeah. So, the truck chauffeur, in my job, he's the guy. And I'm sure the places that do run a true truck can understand this. The ambassador of the fire ground. He sets that tempo right off the bat. We get that ticket or the alarms go off. Sets that tempo, that rhythm, that flow. He maintains the tempo to getting to the fire, then setting up. And he becomes the eyes and the ears for the officer on the inside, relying on my senior chauffeur to tell me what's going on, what he sees, and for the roof. And OV, for us, whoever is your outside team may be, to fill in the gaps, to understanding the X and O's, to be a good truck chauffeur, not only the ambassador, you have to have firefighting IQ. You have to know what gaps need to be filled in the moment. And every fire has a different tempo, and falling in line with that tempo.